Hey there, my friends. Welcome to another episode of The Logistics Life. So yesterday we announced that we've officially transitioned over to The Logistics Life. We're working on a logo and stuff, so that's coming. But today what I wanted to talk to you about was something that I've been very vocal about for the last few weeks. And I think, in all fairness to ourselves as individuals, to our progression, to our mindset, I really think we need to start being more realistic with ourselves. And so what I started doing about 2 weeks ago is I started reading a book every night. Now, some of you might be like, what the hell, Dan, a book every night? But here's the thing. So it's called The Strangest Secret, and it's by Earl Nightingale. And the book, I think, is only like 22 pages. It's a very short read. But through reading The Slight Edge, one thing that Jeff Olson talks about is he says, you know, read 10 good pages of a good book every day. And as I transition and start doing tech sales for Bridger, our software, and I start doing logistics sales to make sure my hands stay in the pot, understand what's going on, to really better serve you, our clients, I'm starting to realize a few things. So number one, and I don't know if any of you heard the episode on the POD or podcast with Alex yesterday, but I talked about something that I've kind of brushed around, but never really dove deep. So I wanted to dive deep into it today with you. So as many of you know, after coming through my sickness, there's a few things that have changed in my life. And I think we all go through these things where our life, you know, something happens, that there's a challenge, there's some kind of adversity, whatever it is, and our life changes. So for me, that change was my voice. That change was my ability to speak and keep up all day with my talking. And I just physically can't do it. Now, I'm working on it to get there, but I'm not there yet. So as you probably could tell, yesterday I spoke a lot and today I'm suffering for it. Like, I've got pain all through my neck. Every single word vibrates through my head. And so I had to learn a new way to connect with people that would allow me to get my message out, would allow me to engage people, but I had to get insanely good at it, right? So you've probably heard some of my training or some of the things I talk about before, where whatever your method is, I don't care what it is. It could be DMs, it could be LinkedIn, it could be video, it could be email, it could be cold calls, it could be carrier pigeon. I don't really care how you connect with people, because the way you connect is unique to you. But what I am saying is get insanely good at it. So I started doing a lot more email over cold calls. And one thing that I noticed is I cannot get tones. If somebody doesn't reply, I don't know what they're thinking. Whereas on a cold call, if somebody replies, I can sense their tone. I can hear their words. You almost, for lack of a better term, I don't want to say it, but you kind of back them into the corner and say, okay, I'm on a cold call. You answer the phone. Let's go, right? Let's giddy up. Let's pony up. But with email, it's a lot different. And over the course of the last couple of weeks, as I've been reading this book every night, one thing has come really to front and center for me, and it's almost become paramount, is how do I define success? And what does success truly mean to me? And originally, you know, success is this, growing a company and getting huge and I stopped and I said, but is that really what success means? And I think Earl Nightingale's definition of success, which he says, success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. So the progressive realization. So I started implementing this in my daily practices, because like you, we're in sales. And if we don't get results, we tend to get down, right? I was just having communication with a buddy of mine out west this morning. And he sounded very down. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, well, you know, results just aren't coming fast enough. So it's frustrating, right? And I think as go-getters, especially in sales, whatever industry we're in, but right now, you know, that go-getter mentality of being in sales, I truly think that we as individuals really need to focus on what's the benefits, like what are the good things that's happening. So what I've started doing, and something that maybe hopefully it'll help you, hopefully it'll serve you in some way. I started focusing on open rates. I started focusing on click rates. I started focusing on reply rates. Now, in that order, because here's the thing. I know I open pretty much every email. If the email interests me, I click. If the email doesn't interest me, I don't click. So number one for me is open rates. And I sit there and I say, okay, if I can be at a 60 to 70% open rate, I'm in the top 1% of the field when it comes to, for lack of a better term, email marketing, right? Now, I choose to do both. I do manual emails as well as kind of automated emails, full transparency. So for me, I use automated emails as a compounding interest effect on my daily productivity, right? I don't put on automatic emails and then go and, you know, eat bonbons all day and expect results to happen. But this progressive realization of a worthy ideal, I think our ability to shift our mindset to seeing success as the progressive realization of what our main goal is. So for me, I look at it and I say, yes, you know, results aren't coming as fast as I want them to, but why does the speed in which I want them to be the, you know, baseline barrier? It's like anything, right? You put your house up for sale. You think your house is worth this. Your house is actually worth what somebody's willing to pay for it. So your services are worth what people give you as attention, right? And if you incrementally increase that every week, that's progression towards your worthy ideal. Now, I know for some of you, it's because it was for me. I mean, I had to read this for 2 weeks every day. And finally, it just kind of hit me because I'm a huge go-getter. Like, I've got massive goals, big dreams. And I'm sure if you followed me for a while, you know these big dreams have compounded from when I got six. I feel like I lost 2 years of my life. But like that progressive realization, and I found in doing this, and here's the nucleus, like here's the big takeaway for all of you that I really want you to take away, is when I started realizing that just incremental shifts in progression mean the world, I stopped and I went, wow, that's true. Incremental progression means the world. Because if I get better 1% every week, I'm 52% better at the end of the year. If I get better by 1% and then all of a sudden, you know, it compounds and all of a sudden within 6 weeks, I'm getting, you know, 2%. I'm 104% better at the end of the year. Like, so I look at this and I say, okay, you know, if we look at athletes, you know, like runners, for example, you look at a runner and to shave 3 seconds off their time takes an astronomical amount of work, but that 3 seconds separates them from the entire crowd. And that idea, I think, is something that you as a professional sales rep should really start adopting. And what is your 3 seconds, right? Like what is that to you? What does that mean to you? So, A, you know, this means, you know, maybe connecting with 2 more people a week, 104 new people a year. Those 104, if I'm on average closing 20 to 30% of the people I qualify, you could have, you know, 30 new customers at the end of the year, right? That's huge. That's just by improving that connection by literally like 3 points, right? So I don't think we as individuals, because, and again, right, I'm prefacing this with the fact that we are go-getters. We like have this thriving energy just to close. And like, if we're not having amazing conversations, we're not winning. But I think we are, because if you've listened to Andrea Waltz and Richard Fenton, who've been on the show many, many times, right? Like, in order to get to yes, you have to get through no. So I believe in wholeheartedly, in order to get to your ideal customers, you have to eliminate all your non-ideal customers, right? So in order to do business with people you really like, cherish, and honor, you have to eliminate people that aren't going to work. And so that's progression, right? So I think that simple flimp in mentality will really serve you. And if nothing more, it'll just give you a better attitude, a better mental ability to do more, be more, and achieve more. Because one thing I have seen is as a sales rep, as we get discouraged, we stop pushing forward. And that discouragement, my friends, I mean, the reality is it's just a mindset. And changing, shifting, altering that mindset is really what's going to bring you more compounded interest on what you're doing. That's a guarantee. So I encourage you to go out there, make every call educational, and just incrementally get better and start tracking. And this is probably one of the hardest things to do if you don't have it automated, is tracking. How do I know I'm getting better? And, you know, I mentioned this probably about a month and a half ago, I guess. I stopped scheduling my day as I normally did. What I did is I started working like a lawyer. So as I finish a project, I look and I say, this is the time allocated to this. So at the beginning of the day, I now say, I want to get these things done, or this is on my wish list to get done. And then as I go through the day, I implement the strategies to get the things done. But I mark it after I've done it, because what I found was I would put things in slots and I would say, okay, this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking to achieve. And then say I'd slot out half an hour for it. And all of a sudden it goes 45, 50 minutes. And then immediately, I don't know about you, but for me, because I'm very calendarized, I guess, for lack of a better term, I'll try and come up with a dannerism for that. But I focus on my calendar. My calendar is like my holy grail every day of what I want to get done. And what I was finding is I was getting frustrated with myself. I was getting frustrated with the process because my timelines were extended. So if I was trying to work out a problem with a new AI tool, for example, and I'd be in there and I'd be coding it, I'd be like, oh my God, I've been at this for an hour. I only gave myself half an hour. Shit, I'm dipping into half an hour of my sales time. So it's all of a sudden like, it's this, for me, it was this panic where it was like, oh my God, okay, you know, and now I'm back on sales, but I've left that chore hanging. And so at the end of the day, I almost feel fractioned. Like I feel fractured because I'm sitting there going, okay, well, I can't, like, oh man, I didn't get anything done. And maybe you feel that way. And so what I started doing was I started doing the chore, doing the task, and then marking it when I was done and looking at it. And at the end of the day, it's like, okay, I started something, I finished it. I moved on to the next and I finished it. So what that does, just so you know, what I found it does is it really helps you to prioritize what really moves the needle, because you'll see very quickly, you might set out with 10 things to do today, you might get 4 done, right? Now, if you had 10 things and you scheduled 10 things for today and then you got 4 done, what does that tell you? It tells you you failed, right? You didn't get them done. But if you say, here's my list of things that are very important that are going to move the needle in my business, and you start with 1, complete it, then you go to 2 and complete it, then you go to 3 and complete it, and the next day you just pick up at 4 where you left off and you just keep going, you're going to find that perspective of that progressive realization of your worthy ideal, that success, that bar has moved. And it was like game changing for me to do this. And I've been years telling people, nope, you got to have your year plan, your month plan, your quarter plan, your month plan, your week plan, your day plan. And it's, yes, I do believe that, because I think we need to have the big needle movers, but we also need to stop and say, okay, this is what I'm focusing on today, because this is what needs to happen. And so those two perspectives for today, I think, especially involved in the logistics life and just in life in general, whether it comes to personal, all this kind of stuff. And later this week, I'm going to be sharing a couple of tools with you that I use that I think are spectacular when it comes to this, because it really allows us to map out processes and strategically duplicate them for long-term success. And I'll share some of those with you this week. But for right now, if you can, go on to like Amazon or Kindle or iBooks or Apple Books or whatever audiobooks, Audible, and grab The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale and just listen to it over and over and over and over and over again. And the strategies in there, I mean, for a 20-something page book, it is so powerful once you absorb the information, right? Don't just listen to it casually, like absorb it, take it in, because I believe it's truly changed my perspective and it's creating a happier day, if that makes sense to you. So I hope you enjoyed that, my friend. Oh, Nick. Nick is here. Nick, yes, my man. Loved your show, Alex, yesterday. We should do a group show. I would love that, brother. Let's connect on a DM after and we'll definitely do that because, you know, Nick is bodybuilding or was bodybuilding as well. And I really think that this opportunity here for us would be huge, brother, because I have a lot of things to talk to you about. So definitely let's DM each other. Let's hook up, Nick, and get these things done. So for all of you watching and listening, remember, go out there, make every call educational, crush your sales, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.